You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we get to visit with a church worker in the Lutheran Church Canada today. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska by visiting cune.edu. Joining us today, Samantha Neeb. She is Associate Director of Family Ministries for the Lutheran Church Canada, a newly formed position, I believe. Samantha, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me.
We're excited to have a chance to talk with you today, learn more about the Lutheran Church Canada and the role in which you're serving and your path to serving as the Associate Director for Family Ministries. If I understand correctly, this is a newly formed position. Is that right?
That's right.
In our circles, in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we have a variety of offices. We might call them auxiliary offices or commissioned offices that support the Office of Holy Ministry, supporting pastors in the way that they serve the church. I'm a director of Christian education. Sarah is studying to be a deaconess. We have Lutheran teachers and directors of church ministries, director of parish music, directors of Christian outreach. We have the whole alphabet when it comes to offices that support in the church. Now, I understand that you are a director of parish services. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah. So instead of having a whole alphabet of offices, we have two, basically, because we're just a lot smaller. So we try to do it all within those two.
So tell us about what a director of parish services is, and then we'll talk about your path to becoming a director of parish services.
So I want to say director of parish services, there's going to be some similarities to directors of Christian education, but also deaconesses. So maybe kind of somewhere in between those two, if you're trying to kind of think in LCMS terms. So we have the director of parish services serves within a congregation, most typically, assisting the pastor and the congregation with kind of those extra things that that can take away the focus of the pastor from the preaching and the word and the sacraments. So the director of director of parish services comes in and helps take on those things. So most often they're assisting with things like the Sunday school and youth group and those sorts of groups and stuff. But they could also do visitations, Bible studies, kind of whatever is needed to help the pastor focus on that word and sacrament ministry.
I'm curious what the second auxiliary office is. You mentioned there's two of them.
Yes. Sorry. The other one would be the trained Lutheran school teachers. So they both kind of fall under the umbrella of deacon within our structure. But yeah, those are kind of the two.
Teacher makes sense. That's a good other one. Okay. So tell us now your journey to becoming a director of parish services.
I mean, long story would be...
Sure.
Right. So I grew up in the church, baptized, confirmed, and everything like that. And, when I was younger, I thought I'd love to work in the church kind of as a full-time vocation, but I didn't know what kind of the options there would be. So it took a long kind of way for me to get here. But then I want to say after undergraduate, after university, I had was serving in our circuit. We did a circuit youth program, and I met someone who was doing their internship at one of the churches within our circuit, and she was a director of parish services intern. So then I was like, oh, this is great. This is exactly what I wanted to do. The problem was that program had stopped being offered because it was formerly offered at the university that was connected with Lutheran Church Canada, which was no longer connected. So the option wasn't there then. So I was like, well, that was great. I thought I figured it out, but just kidding. Kind of just continued on in what I was doing at the time. And then a few years after that, I had seen this advertisement in the Info Digest, which is our weekly newsletter, kind of email newsletter. And it was this advertisement for a youth director with two churches out in the Vancouver area. And I was like, that would be amazing. I'd love to do that. But I don't really want to move across the country. So we'll ignore that. But I kept seeing it. And I was like, okay, if it's still there in a few weeks, I will apply and we'll go for that. And then so I applied and I interviewed and I got it. And I was like, oh, okay. So in 2020, the prime time to move, I moved across the country to the Vancouver area, and I started working as a youth director for two churches out there. And then after kind of being in that role for about a year, I was like, you know, I've got a lot of volunteer experience and some of that practical kind of stuff behind this role, but I'd love to get more of the theological basis. So at that point in time, Concordia Lutheran Seminary in Edmonton had kind of just started the program again. And so I had emailed and I was like, okay, so what's the possibility of me doing this while I'm still working out here? And even though it was not their intention, they were like, we will work with you and we'll get you kind of started through this program. So then I started in 2021 with the Director of Parish Services program through the seminary, finally completed that kind of this past year through working and internship and all of that. And then, yeah, here I am.
So you mentioned that there was a university level program for director of parish services. Now it's at the seminary. What does that education and formation look like to become a director of parish services?
So because it is at the seminary now, it's actually, a lot of the classes are with the pastoral students, the Masters of Divinity students, which is really nice to kind of start that working relationship right at the seminary level. So there are two courses that are specifically for the Director of Parish Services program, the Diaconal Ministries studies, and then the rest of the courses are with the pastoral students. So kind of focusing on those three different areas that they focus on, the exegetical theology, that biblical interpretation, the systematic theology, those teachings of the church, historical theology, kind of how Christianity's moved throughout time, and the practical theology. So even though it's all practical, but the designated area of practical theology with those courses like the Christian education and care and counseling and those sorts of things. So it's supposed to be a 1 year program with a 1 year internship, but I just did like 3 years and a 1 year internship.
Yeah, that's a lot to pack in 1 year if you're also working.
Yeah.
What did you get to do on your internship then?
So I was placed at a congregation in rural Alberta in Dixon. It's called King Kings. I'll give them a little shout out. Just doing a lot of the children and family stuff was the area that they had kind of wanted to work with. Doing things like children's messages. We started a kind of junior youth once a month program, Sunday school. There's so many other things, but my brain always blanks on those other things. We started like a ladies group too while we were at it. And yeah, we were just kind of working through some of those things with them. Yeah. Confirmation, right, of course. Confirmation, youth Bible studies, things like that.
Lots of things. How would you say your formation and your education at seminary for Director of Parish Services, how did that prepare you for that experience in the parish as an intern? And maybe your previous experience too as a volunteer and as a youth leader, how did all those things contribute to your success serving in the parish as a director of parish services?
I loved my seminary experience. It was a really great experience. And for me, because I was working while I had started doing the program, I was so excited to be able to apply things like immediately from the classroom into where I was working and everything like that too. So I remember the one lesson in our Christian education class, like we were looking through children's messages. I got to like look at the structure that she gave and I was like, okay, so What am I doing already in the children's messages and like, how can I make this better and that sort of thing? So things like that and just some of the exegetical biblical interpretation classes were some of my favorites too. Just digging into those pieces of the Bible and then kind of really helping to understand how we then create those into Bible studies and share those with the congregation as well.
You mentioned this role, the Director of Parish Services is a deacon-style role in Lutheran Church Canada. That's different language than we use in the LCMS in a lot of places. Can you explain what that deacon role is in the Lutheran Church Canada?
Yeah. Within Lutheran Church Canada, the deacon kind of encompasses those auxiliary offices, but really right now we have kind of just the two streams for that, and that's one is the Lutheran trained teachers, and the other is the directors of parish services or anyone else who's been trained elsewhere that we've kind of brought in. So especially before we had our own programs, and if we're thinking back to the 70s or earlier, and we have some people that were still trained in the LCMS through their programs, they've kind of come in under that title as well.
So similar to the terms that we use for commissioned minister, minister of religion, commissioned in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the Lutheran Church Canada uses the term deacon or diaconate.
Yes. Yeah.
Great. That helps us understand that.
And I hope I'm correct in making that connection.
Well, we're going to learn about your new role as Associate Director for Family Ministries for the Lutheran Church Canada in just a moment. We need to take a quick break. We'll continue the conversation with Samantha Neeb in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Nebraska, discover a distinctly Christian community that equips students to live by faith with courage, character, and conviction. Intentionally combining our Christian faith, Lutheran heritage, rigorous academics, and practical real-life experiences, we prepare students to fulfill a higher purpose in their vocations and life. Learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska at our website, cune.edu. That's cune.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're talking with the Associate Director for Family Ministries for the Lutheran Church Canada. Her name is Samantha Neeb. She's the Director of Parish Services, and learning about what that means. What is a Director of Parish Services in the Lutheran Church Canada? I think I've got a good grasp on that, pretty similar to some of the offices that we see as commissioned here in the LCMS. So you served in a congregation as youth leader and then as a Director of Parish Services, and now serving as the new Associate Director of Family Ministries for the Lutheran Church Canada, a newly formed position. What does this mean?
It's a great question. Especially because it is newly formed. Yeah, exactly. As I said, we're kind of trying to figure it all out together. But some kind of key areas that have been outlined, I should say, already are things like equipping and supporting leaders in the congregations and volunteers, connecting congregations, volunteers, church workers to each other, but also to resources, collaborating in things like planning. In this role, I'm part of now our National Youth Gathering Committee, and I'm kind of automatically on that committee then as well, but collaborating and planning for other things like that as well. Training volunteers or whoever else needs the training, developing resources or just bringing together a lot of resources too that are already out there and kind of having a one-stop shop for all those things. So those are kind of some of the keywords and areas of ministry that we're kind of looking at in this new role. So not really doing a lot of the direct things within the congregations. That's still left to the congregations and to all those working within there, but supporting those congregations and the volunteers and leaders within those so that they can do family ministry within their local contexts.
So this is a new role. What brought about the creation of this role that you get to now fill and learn how all of this works?
So at our 2022 Synod Convention, there was a resolution that was passed to bring in this role. So that's kind of how it came about. The why, I've heard from some people that were working on this overture to figure out why did this come about, sort of thing. And they had mentioned that at our 2019 National Youth Gathering, we always had a youth leaders round table. And at that round table, there was a need expressed for a synod worker to support in that area. And then also We no longer are structured in districts, but in regions instead. And formerly in our ABC district, Alberta, British Columbia district, they had a parish and school services department. And so that region of Lutheran Church Canada, formerly having that department and now no longer having that department, they were really feeling that loss in that. So based on that, the resolution kind of came from our West region because they had had experience with this sort of type of work or sort of thing. So they were seeing that need even more and wanting it for our whole country. So, yeah.
So what do you get to do now as you try to figure out your new role? What's next for your new role?
Great question. It is... In this beginning portion, it's really focusing on learning from the congregations and what they're doing. So I've had a lot of exciting conversations already with pastors and deacons and volunteers within Lutheran Church Canada, talking with them about what do they have currently going on within their congregations, and then talking as well about what kind of needs they have and seeing those, and then how I can kind of support within those needs and stuff. One of my favorite questions has definitely been like asking, like, what's your wish list? Because, you know, everyone's got a dream big wish list. Some might not know it right off the top of their hand, but not saying that I can help with the wish list, but it's always fun to see where people looking kind of further beyond.
What are some things you've learned from those conversations? Some of the needs that you've seen, some of the exciting stuff too. I'm sure you're learning all kinds of stuff, being able to have conversations with people across the Synod. What are some of those things you've learned?
So some of the things that I've picked up thus far, at least, have been parenting support and kind of that familial support as well, whether that's with those parents within the marriage as well. I've heard things like expressed needs for the family devotion kind of thing, something just, you know, very simple, but a concern too that maybe some people, you know, they don't even know how to do kind of family devotions at home. So how do we kind of bring it back to some of those basics as well? And looking at that sort of idea. But some of the things that I've already heard from different people is excitement coming off of the National Youth Gathering within our regions. They're talking about kind of bringing back more of those regional youth gatherings and that sort of thing. So we already have one that happens in our West region, but I've heard people in both our Central and East regions as well saying, hey, we'd love to kind of bring a regional gathering together. So even some of those excitement of people then starting to connect and seeing the value in those sorts of things. I've heard youth groups that were at our National Youth Gathering, they were able then to connect with others in their area. So we had two groups that were connecting that were locationally about an hour and 15 minutes away, I think I want to say. So they decided to make a connection point intentionally after that. And a group from, I want to say, 2 hours away, yeah. And then they kind of met in the middle with another church as well to bring some of those connections about. So I think just being in this role and being able to make some of those more connections more intentionally is going to be really exciting. These ones were definitely not made by me, but it was exciting to have an opportunity for them to be able to connect and kind of bridge those connections as well. But yeah, then I've met with a lot of people who have exciting ideas, whether it's something like a support group for maybe those parents whose kids aren't in church, or grandparents for those kids whose aren't in church, right? And having a chance to be together and, you know, lament that their kids aren't there, right? And to feel that frustration, but then also to kind of talk strategies of how we can still support and share the gospel with those who aren't coming and that sort of thing. So people have a lot of great ideas and I'm excited to kind of go through them and hear them all and see what we can do kind of to work together for that.
Who are some of the people you get to serve alongside in your new role?
Yeah. So I am working out of our synodical office. So I get to work with kind of everyone on that level. So I'm working under our synod president, President Teuscher, and then I'm working with some of the other directors. So the director of domestic missions, the director of international missions, the director of communications and advancement. And I'm really hoping I'm not forgetting anyone. but I also, our regional pastors as well. And then we have within our structure what we call the Regional Mission and Ministry Councils. So they're kind of a group of pastors and lay people from within each region, and they're looking kind of at the mission and ministry within their region. So I've had a chance to be at one meeting already. I have another meeting coming up this week, and I get to kind of just introduce myself to them as well, but also then to see how we can work together as well and support one another for the mission and ministry within their regions. And then, of course, the local pastors, deacons, volunteers as well. So lots of people. In summary, everyone.
That's awesome. And we got to meet up with you at the LCMS gathering in New Orleans a few months ago. What did you experience there? What were you able to kind of gain from that experience that you're going to be able to bring back to the LCC National Youth Gathering too?
Yeah. So it was great to be able to be there. I was there as part of Team Flex, so just kind of volunteering a little bit as I could. But for me, it was also a very intentional time where I could just see what the LCMS does for their youth gathering and what that looked like. And we are at a very different level of size, as we shall say, and probably budget and everything like that. So I jokingly said to one person, it's like apples and broccoli, but I'm almost thinking if it's like apples and giraffes in the comparison, because they're very different.
That's good. I like that.
But yeah. But there's a lot of great things that I was able to see down there too, but a lot of great things that I appreciated about our gathering after being at your really big one as well. But the fact, you know, you have 20,000 people together that are all there sharing in the faith is very exciting and a very uplifting experience, I'm assuming, for all of the youth that get to attend the LCMS gathering. And I mean, you have the chance, hopefully, to meet a lot of people from different areas. I know there was some youth running around and were like, is anyone from this place? Is anyone from this place? And then like the one person was like, Canada. And I was like, oh, me, I can sign your sheet. And so hopefully they had a chance to, you know, meet lots of people and maybe make some of those connections as well and everything like that. But yeah, so for me, it was a great experience to be down there and to kind of see how things run and what it looks like. But I also was able to sit down on some breakout sessions, which were really great. I sat in, I think, on a few for leaders, and I really I enjoyed those. And I've already mentioned some things that I learned from those to different people already too. I think one was, I'm not going to say the person's name because I will get it wrong. But the one was on this idea of growing young within the congregations. And another one was the excitement about small church ministry and small youth groups and that sort of thing. And we in Lutheran Church Canada are a lot smaller than you guys in the LCMS. So just kind of bringing some of that excitement back to what we're doing here has been exciting. Yeah.
Where is your next youth gathering?
So we don't have a location specified, but following our order, it will be either in Alberta or BC, British Columbia. So that will be the most likely one. But we do have a regional gathering scheduled for Grand Forks next summer.
Next summer. And then the following summer is your LCC youth gathering?
No, that will be, it's the same year as we're on the same schedule as the LCMS gathering.
Oh,
so
no.
It will be 2028 as well.
Yes.
Okay. Summer of gathering.
It is.
Well, how can we learn more about what's going on in the Lutheran Church Canada and maybe learn more about what's happening with family ministry in Lutheran Church Canada?
So just if ministry in general with Lutheran Church Canada, we have our magazine, the Canadian Lutheran, and they have the website as well that they continually will host stories to. So that's telling more about the exciting things that are happening or on any of the social medias. Family ministry, I don't have a page or anything yet on our website. Maybe that will come. But people are more than welcome to connect with me. And the email is on the Lutheran Church Canada website as well. So, yeah.
Very good. And that's lutheranchurch.ca, correct?
I think it's lutheranchurchcanada.ca.
All right. Very good. Our guest today, Samantha Neeb. She's Associate Director for Family Ministries of Lutheran Church Canada. Thank you so much for spending this time with us and helping us learn more about the Lutheran Church Canada and family ministry there.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.